Well, a Calgary man has just landed back at home after visiting Ottawa with a weird story. Some people bring home a souvenir. He brings back a national news story. I'm talking about William Lacey. He was a tourist here in Ottawa. He's also an Alberta oil executive. And when he was here in town, he was with his family over the long weekend. He decided to play tourist, go check out the downtown core, go over to the Senate, and look inside. When he tried to go in, he was swiftly taken aside by a security guard and told that his shirt was inappropriate. Why, do you ask? Well, his shirt, they said, had a political message. To tell the rest of the story, William Lacey is here now. He's no longer wearing his I Heart Oil and Gas t-shirt anymore, but he's here to tell the story. William, tell us what happened when you tried to go inside wearing that t-shirt.
So my wife and I went off to do a tour of the Senate and the House of Commons. And my wife and I were asked to come into the security area, as everybody is, to get clearance to come into the building. And the two of us were taken into the room and everybody else was held back. And the security officer approached me and said that I would have to remove my shirt. And I looked at him and I said, excuse me, what for? And he clarified and said, the image that you're wearing on your shirt may be viewed as offensive to some people, so you're either going to have to turn the shirt inside out or you're going to have to leave. And I looked at him and asked some questions, basically saying, the shirt says, I love Canada, oil and gas, there's nothing offensive. And he looked at me and said, sir, you have two options. You can either turn the shirt inside out or you can leave. And so I was with my wife and I didn't want to raise a hubbub. So I said, okay, fine. Turned my shirt inside out and did the tour. Then came out of the building, turned the shirt back where it was meant to be, walked down the street and headed towards the House of Commons for a tour there. And on the way, I looked at my wife and said, I guess I'll prepare for the same sort of reception. Went in, showed the tickets and nothing. And I really went out of my way during the tour to talk to a number of the security guards there regarding how the summer was, the number of tourists, what have you, giving them the opportunity to look and say, that shirt's not appropriate, you shouldn't be wearing it. But nobody said anything. So went around, had my picture taken in the House of Commons, and finished the tour and left. And it was great. And you know, I have to say, the city's an amazing one. There's so many great things to do. It was just unfortunate that that one experience at the security desk of the Senate happened. Mm.
Okay, so I want to go back to the t-shirt, because I'm looking at a picture of you right now. And here you are, William, and you're posing for the tourist shot, and you're wearing this black t-shirt, and it says, I Heart Oil and Gas. And then it's got a little red maple leaf on it. Yep. What is the background of this shirt?
So the background of the shirt is actually from an organization called Canada Action. And Canada Action has been started by a fellow by the name of Cody Battersill. And he looked at the industry and said, you guys are terrible at your messaging. And there's a lot of very positive things that your industry is doing. And you're allowing other people to take control of the narrative of the industry. And so his approach to it, and he's a realtor by trade, he's not actually even an energy guy, but he looked at it and he said, this is nonpartisan. It doesn't matter if it's liberal or conservative or NDP or green. It's about the positive things that the industry is doing, whether it's in relation to clean tech investment, in relation to renewables investment, or things like carbon reduction. And
right.
How Canada stacks up. So it's just making sure that there's a balanced conversation, because today, as you're more than aware, most conversation takes place through Twitter and through Facebook, and it's very sort of people yelling across the fence and not a lot of discussion. And so his point was, let's try to bridge that gap. Let's try to get out of the politics and let's get back to some of the facts and let's get back to having a dialogue with people.
Well, I don't know if you had a dialogue that day, William, because you were told that the shirt was not acceptable. What was your reaction?
I mean, obviously I was disappointed. And I was on the trip with my wife, and there's no point getting upset about things. So I dealt with it. But the obvious reaction was is when I got back onto the plane when I headed home, my dad always brought me up with the view that if you have a problem with something, like you have poor service or something's just not right, write a letter. And so on the flight home, I put together the letter that's now being seen all over to our Prime Minister and the opposition and numerous MPs and senators, and posted that the next day on the Thursday, got that out to the broader public, and we got the reaction that's happened.
Mm-hmm. Did you push back? Did you say, well, I find this to be unacceptable? Did you tell the security guard, I'd like to still wear this inside?
We had some very brief dialogue back and forth, but it was brief, and I could tell that this was a non-negotiable item, and I wanted to partake in the tour. And in terms of political, I think people make it political, but the actual shirt just says, I love Canada, oil and gas. It's not illegal. It doesn't say I support the Liberals or the Conservatives. It is just a message saying the world needs more Canada. So people have tried to politicize it, but from my perspective, I'm not trying to make a political statement. I'm trying to make a statement towards our industry of the positive attributes of what we're doing.
At the time, you were told it's political, you have to turn it inside out, or you don't go in, which you complied.
Well, you said it was offensive.
Right.
It may be viewed as offensive.
Which you complied with, so you did turn it inside out. But since then, we actually have a statement here from the Parliamentary Protective Service that says the incident was a mistake. And they said, personnel misinterpreted a message on the visitor's article of clothing. The staff involved will be receiving operational guidance and training with respect to visitors to the Hill. And then they offer their sincere apologies to you. Do you take that apology?
Well, very much so. Guillaume actually reached out personally. It wasn't just posted. He phoned me. And we had a discussion. I really appreciate the fact that he took the time to do that. And we talked. And he was very sincere in apologizing for that happening. He said it should never have happened. And we talked for a bit, and I relate to him. I said, you know, I really appreciate the fact that the parliamentary security was on this as quickly as they were and addressed it, and were very public about it. So, no, I very much accept it.
That being said, this isn't the first time that this has actually happened. I mean, I think back, there was an incident where there were visitors that were wearing Greenpeace T-shirts that were told they had to turn them inside out. That was a story a number of years ago, back in 2009. So things like this have happened before, where security look at a T-shirt or an item of clothing and say, this is against the policy. Do you think we need to have a wider conversation about what is and what isn't offensive on Parliament or within the Senate?
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea. I mean, what I appreciated about this conversation, the resolution that came forward, is that potentially this won't happen to somebody else. Like if somebody else comes in with a Greenpeace T-shirt, there should be clarity as to what is and is not allowed. There shouldn't be, on the guard's onus, an interpretation of what they believe may or may not be. So I think clarification on that front is probably helpful.
I find it astounding that security would take you aside and would say that it needs to be removed, as it may offend some people. It's just, it's borderline silly to me.
Well, Chrissy, I would agree with you. And I mean, one of the amazing things about your city is the fact that it is a center where everybody can come and present their beliefs on various items. Like, it's an amazing thing. When you go to Parliament Hill, there's always somebody there talking about something. And so that's what sort of took me aback, is that I went in here and I was told that the message may be offensive. So in a city where there are so many messages going around, I was a little bit surprised by the reception that I did get.
Well, William Lacey, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us to tell us the story.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you.
521. I'm sorry. Telling a man your shirt is offensive. That's offensive. Okay. When I saw the headline for this, man told that he has to wear a new shirt or turn his shirt inside out before going on a tour of the Senate, I thought, okay, it's got to have profanity on it. Like, I blank blank love oil and gas, or I love oil and gas. And then there's the middle finger or something that is vulgar or unnecessary, profane. It's literally just a black shirt, I heart oil and gas, maple leaf. It's an opinion. Sure, it's political, but we're Canadians. We're allowed to have political. You're allowed to wear a t-shirt that is inherently political. And if you're somebody who's the head of an oil and gas company, of course you're going to wear a shirt like that. He's an Alberta oil executive. He's the chief financial officer of Steelhead Petroleum. He's entitled to his beliefs. As long as he's not staging a protest inside the Senate, which he was not, let him go. Let him go. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm glad they've apologized, but I don't love the idea. It makes me very uncomfortable to think that we're going to start censoring what tourists are now wearing on their t-shirts. What is this, China? China?